This program is our way of trying to improve the care that people in Greater Manchester experience when they need the NHS. And we've known for a while that things need to improve, because we know that modern healthcare can provide much better care than people already get. So it's taken us 2 years or so to get to a point where we've been able to pull together all the information that shows us what the current NHS is doing in Greater Manchester and what that has meant for patients and their lives and their health. And so that's the paper that you've seen today that describes the situation at present. And what we need to do now is, over the next 8 to 10 weeks, pull together the information that tells us, well, what are the options for making improvements that will really result in Greater Manchester moving from having some of the worst healthcare in the whole country to eventually our ambition is to have Greater Manchester have the best healthcare in not hopefully just the country, but as amongst, you know, advanced economies in the world.
I mean, you yourself in the meeting mentioned those shocking sort of statements that are being made by patients, you know, the variation in levels of care. I mean, it is shocking at the moment, isn't it?
It is shocking, particularly when we look at the numbers that tell us that Greater Manchester spends some of the highest amount of money on healthcare in England, and especially on hospital care in England. And sadly, that does not buy people the best healthcare in the country consistently. Unfortunately, too often it buys less good care than people have a right to expect. So what we need to do is make sure that every penny gets used wisely, and every time somebody needs healthcare, they get excellent care.
Why is it taking so long for everyone to come together and sit round a table like today and say, you know, we won't settle for this anymore?
I think people have believed for a very long time that hospitals are safe, they're super, and they are, you know, doing everything they should every time somebody needs hospital care. Actually, we've known for quite a long time that's not always the case. We've seen that nationally with hospitals, one after another, being shown to have less good care. And since the inception of clinical commissioning groups, that is, people like me taking charge of the reins of decision-making around what the NHS should be doing, we've decided one of the first things we need to change is this. So that we've lifted the lid on what's actually going on and exposed it to the cold light of day. And we now have shown through today's paper how variable care is. And because, you know, I'm a doctor first and foremost, and my first duty is to make sure that people get the right care every time, we collectively across Greater Manchester have decided the best way to do it is to do it together. Because the interests of the people at Greater Manchester are for everyone to have the right healthcare.
And that's going to give the public the confidence as well, because, I mean, you look around and you've got an army of, you know, people involved in the health service all fighting for the same thing now, which is something, like you said, everyone works separately. Greater Manchester, all the different 12 boroughs work separately. Now you're working together as an army.
That's right. So people often don't understand the NHS isn't one great huge system. It is in Greater Manchester, as you say, it's 12 separate systems, has been for a long time. But actually what we've done as clinical commissioners is bring it together. So all 12 of us have realised that our success in making changes to improve patients' outcomes is in working together and bringing together not just clinical commissioners, GPs who specify standards for the care that people should have, but also actually the different hospitals in Greater Manchester, which have for too long not worked as well together as they could or should. Together, we can work to produce a much safer, much more effective system of care. And actually that together needs to be people as well. You know, not just patients, but people.
I think the final point really to sort of finish on is the fact that this is the public, in a sense, shaping the NHS, isn't it? I mean, when it goes to public consultation, that's what it's about.
Exactly. We're not here saying we know the answers. We are saying, here are the problems we think. Do you agree? And we're then saying, if we agree these are problems, here are some options we think would help address those problems. But really, we want you, the public, to tell us what you think. And we want us together, and that's why it's called Healthier Together, us together to decide how to go about changing Greater Manchester's health system to make it the best.